Loving on Empty, it took you a couple years to put this whole thing together. You were going through school. It's been told you're a bit of a perfectionist. So can you just tell us about that? What was that process like to put this album together?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always been a perfectionist all my life with school, with sports, with music. So this album took about three and a half years to make. I was having a bit of a struggle with college, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I kind of felt trapped at school. I was up in the armpit of New York in Rochester. I wanted to get out a little bit. I wanted to explore. I just felt a little kind of trapped. So I went out to L.A. and I started working with some producers out there. And then I came back to New York and worked with other producers. So this album's got like a flavor of the New York and the L.A. vibe. But for me, the reason why it took so long was because I've been such a perfectionist with it. Every single note, every single word I sing, I want it to be perfect. I want it to really represent how I wanted to represent the way that I was feeling when I wrote the song. So in order for that to be represented, I feel like it's got to be perfect in every way. My producers always say to me, they're like, it's so hard to work with you because you nitpick every little thing, but in the end, they honestly say to me, my producer Ben Liddell, he said to me, dude, you may be a perfectionist, but in the end, it's really, it makes sense. I understand it now. Like, everything is perfect.